My name is Melissa. I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I'm an esthetician.
Hi, I'm Stephen Ipp. I'm from Newport Beach, California, and I'm a plastic surgeon.
Oh my gosh, we've known each other for, I think, a little over 20 years.
Well, we met, about 20 years ago, and we've been married for about 4 years.
If I had to describe our love story, I would have to say we're like yin and yang to each other.
Welcome to Our Love Story, a Spotify original from Parcast. Every week, a real couple recounts how they met, how they fell in love, and the biggest moments of their relationship. Now, let's hear their love story.
Before I met Melissa, I really wasn't out to date. I've met some people. People try to set you up with, whoever they know.
I didn't really have much of a dating life. There weren't any other people in the picture, really. I was pretty young at that point. The first time I met him, first time I saw him, I was working with him. I just thought he was really attractive. And he was super nice, and I saw how nice he was to his patients, and he was an interesting guy.
When I saw her, I was like, wow, she looks like a young Liz Taylor. Now, let's hope that she can perform well in the office and do the medical work, but she had such a great sense of humor, and she was really pretty. And I said to myself, wow, she's got this quality about her, almost like this yellow aura, as they would say, which is friendly, engaging, and obviously they're attractive, and they also have this quality that people are drawn to them.
We went to a mutual friend's party, and that's when I kept on calling him Dr. Ipp at the party, and he was like, hey, just call me Steve, And I thought, ooh, maybe we're moving in the right direction.
She comes in, and I guess when she was after the party, she kind of gave me a kiss on the cheek, and I'm like, okay, what should I do with this? it's you have to escape kind of this fine line, like, okay, what do I do with this situation? But it was one of those things that I was still, trying to be very professional about it, and I knew she was into me, and I thought she was cute too, but in terms of how to progress after that, it slowly but surely kind of just blossomed.
Soon after the party, I believe we went on our first weekend away, and we went to San Diego and we stayed at Hotel Del Coronado. I think I picked it out because it was haunted.
For me, driving 2.5 hours in a car with someone all the way down to San Diego, that could make or break a early relationship. But the drive was nice, and we had a nice conversation. She's easy to get along with. And so went to the gas lamp area and had some nice dinners, and then drove down to Coronado and just kind of walked on the beach. The backside of the hotel is beautiful, and, just kind of strolled on the beach. And, the rooms were interesting. Like Melissa said, the old hotel, every step when you go up the stairs creaked, so it felt like there's a ghost somewhere.
We've had some ups and downs. We are an interracial couple, so there's a lot to learn about dating a white girl from an Asian perspective and dating an Asian guy from a white girl's perspective.
So Melissa comes from a very small family, one sister and really close to her mom and dad. So they're talking to each other all the time. Okay. So they call each other 3 or 4 times a day and just see what they're all doing, even if it's mundane. My family, I come from a family of 7 kids and we don't talk as much, but when we do things, it's kind of spur of the moment. So when I was first dating Melissa, she was staying at my place. But she also was staying up in LA, so she'd visit on the weekend and then go back. So she was staying with me, and the Sunday she's like, well, I'm gonna go back home. So she left, and then she called me later on, and she's like, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm meeting with my family. And she goes, why wasn't I invited? I said, well, I didn't know there was a dinner planned. So my family's kind of like, okay, you guys want to eat dinner? Let's meet like in 30 minutes. So you kind of, if you're available, you drop what you're doing and you just go. There's no long planning. Whereas Melissa's side of the family, there's this like this itinerary. I mean, when you show up there,
careful,
her side of the family, lunch is planned out. Everything is so planned. So initially she thought I was dissing her and thought that I was keeping her away from my family and not inviting her to dinner. But the reality is that my side of the family just kind of like, okay, if you're available, show up. If you're not available, don't show up. With time and seeing how each of the family works, she realized, oh, that's just the way your family functions. It's just kind of spur of the moment, just show up type of thing. I knew Melissa was the one almost from the get-go, but unfortunately, it requires some time. When I met Melissa, I knew she had a big heart. She was crazy about me. I knew that, but I just needed some time. I just needed time to make sure it was the real thing. I always say that it's easy to get married, hard to get divorced. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to make sure it was for real. That's all.
I kind of thought he was the one from the start. So it was much easier for me. And my family was behind me too. They met Steve at Gladstones in Malibu, and they were like, yeah, he's great. Perfect. It was very simple from my side. So yeah, I think we were all on board. My little family and I, we were all on board from the start.
I would say probably Melissa said, I love you first.
Surprise.
And my... Yeah, I mean, the feeling was mutual. She's more vocal and she's more expressive.
I don't know how long I had known Steve before I said I love you. Maybe probably 6 months. I really don't remember like me planning it or doing something special about it or thinking about it. I'm going to tell him. I don't have that kind of story about it. I just think I just told him. Luckily, he said it back, which was great. Another win, another step in the right direction.
So not to be cheesy, but you know, I was thinking where would be the best place to propose and make it memorable. We planned a trip to Paris, and I worked all these hours and like, hey, let's take a trip to Paris. I've always wanted to go to Paris. I took all this French in high school. Let me see if it still works. I brushed up on it before I got there. And that was a bad idea, by the way, because you speak to the people at the store and then they speak back and you don't they speak way too fast, so you can't really keep up. So we went on a vacation, did all the touristy stuff, went to Moulin Rouge, and then I wanted to go see the Eiffel Tower and I already had a ring ready, making sure with this international travel that the vacation went well. And it did go well. And then so when I was at the very top of the Eiffel Tower, I gave her a ring. I know this sounds very cliche, but I gave her a ring and then she was super happy. And then we took the elevator down. Melissa said, you got to call my dad now. You got to talk to him and make sure and tell him that you want to marry me. So that's what we did. So yeah, we did the proposal on the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Basically, every moment was a possible engagement moment. So it was like, okay, we get on the plane. Okay, is he going to do it here? Okay, we're going to Moulin Rouge. Is he going to do it? Yeah, it's a lot of that action throughout the whole vacation. But then I knew that when we were going to the top of the Eiffel Tower, I thought, this has got to be it. And I was just excited and I cried and I said yes a lot of times. Yeah, I was just over the moon. Very, very happy. Very excited. Crazy excited. I could cry right now if I think about it. It was like all the hard work I put in. It was like, finally, excellent. So it was beautiful.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We got married downtown LA on the 56th floor, so you can see Florida ceiling windows around the whole floor. So you could see the Hollywood sign, you could see the ocean, you could see obviously downtown, you could see Palos Verdes. You know, it was just this beautiful, crazy view. The flowers were insane. Our band was incredible. My dress had a 15-foot train, like Princess Dallas. Like, I went all out with the dress.
Our dog Sammy was my best man. So I have four brothers, so they were kind of in line. But I walked down the aisle, so we didn't train. Our little doggy Sammy is a rescue dog from an LA shelter, but we treat him like gold. And I didn't train him at all, but he's always by our side. And so it's awesome because, you know, I was the first one to walk down the aisle. And I said, Sammy, let's go. And, you know, when you're walking into the wedding, everyone's super serious and the music's playing a wedding theme. And then Sammy's walking right next to me. And then everyone caught wind that, oh my God, Sammy's right there. And I didn't train him. He was right next to me. He had a tux on. He was carrying the Tiffany rings. And we walked down and everyone kind of got so happy. Like, it lightened the mood up. Everyone was so excited to see a little dog walk down the aisle with me.
He looked so incredible. You should have seen his tuxedo.
Yeah, and he just stood right next to me. And then when everyone else came down, he was just still next to me. But then when Melissa came down, he got on his hind legs and he was jumping up and down. He was so happy. And I think Melissa's mom almost had a heart attack, because what happened was when Melissa was standing next to me, Sammy decided to sit right on her train. So I was like, oh my God, her mom's going to kill you because the dog is sitting on this expensive dress right on the train. But so that really lightened up the mood, because it's kind of serious when you're getting married, it seems like.
We were saying our vows, and I was not crying. I was extremely happy. I was smiling. I was looking out over the crowd. Every single person I talked to about the wedding told me, look around, absorb it all. Look at all the people looking at you and all of that. But then when we did the vows, Steve started crying and everyone saw it. And it was just such a precious moment that, of course, I did then too. But that was wonderful. I haven't seen, I've only seen Steve cry like maybe a handful of times, and maybe only two or three times actually. Okay, so on our honeymoon, we were going to go to Bora Bora, but we couldn't get Sammy there, and Sammy goes everywhere with us. And when I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. We're bicoastal. We go to New York City. He goes to New York City. Wherever we go, he goes everywhere with us. So a place that we could get Sammy to was Mexico. So we went to Playa del Carmen, and it was beautiful, and it was great, and we all had a wonderful time. We stayed in this beautiful thatched hut. And it was wonderful. There were spider monkeys all over the place. In our little yard, there were like spider monkeys, raccoons, and Sammy was beside himself. So it was a fun honeymoon for all three of us.
You know, so for the honeymoon, I told Melissa, I'm like, listen, you know, since I'm a workaholic, I said, this is one time I don't mind taking time off. So you pick wherever you want to go. If you want to go to the Greek Isles, you want to go to Bora Bora, we can do that. And as I recall, Melissa was having her nails done at a place down in Laguna Beach. And some of the housewives in Laguna Beach, I think she was chatting it up with them like, hey, where can you bring your dog to a nice place? And I think some of the ladies that she was getting nails done with said, you should go to Playa del Carmen. They're super dog friendly, what have you. And that's how we chose Mexico as a place. It was awesome. You have your gigantic private hut suite and outdoor showers, what have you. And it was just a fun time. You know, it was just Melissa, myself, and Sammy away. And I already knew Melissa well, but it was just a nice, nice time where you didn't have to think. You knew that you're officially a couple. And it was very settling. It's like, wow, this is it. You don't worry about little things, and you just know that you're going to love this person and you're going to take care of them. And
you try to get over things quickly, right?
Yeah.
Like whatever your problem is, you just try to get over it quickly.
Yeah. You don't want to lose
because
time.
You don't want to lose any time.
What I was saying is the difference is, you know, when you're dating and say you're upset with your girlfriend or what have you, sometimes you don't want to talk to them and you're like, you kind of avoid them for a week or so. When you're married, it's different. You know, when you're married, well, the great thing is like, hey, if you don't talk to the other person for a week, you just wasted a week of your life. So just get over it. And, you know, this person loves...
It's never been a week, okay? It's like a few hours.
Yeah, this person loves you. You love them. That's just like, those little things don't matter. So you get over things quicker because you know you're committed. So that's kind of the nicety about being together.
What I love about Steve is his generous spirit. He has huge dreams and huge goals, and he reaches them. That's an amazing thing about Steve. And he's super kind, and he's super generous, really nice to my family. Treats him like gold, like his family. I mean, just above and beyond, and just a cool guy to be friends with. He gives great advice. He listens really well. We work together very well, you know, both in and out of the office and on our own personal goals. And we have a lot of shared interest. It's worked out really well.
To me, Melissa's biggest trait is her big heart. She'll give you the shirt off of her back. And there's a funny story behind this too, okay? I'll tell you a funny story about literally giving the shirt off of her back to someone. Is that we were attending an event in LA at the Mondrian, like an OK Magazine party or something like that. And the editor had a writer that was coming in from New York. And we happened to be friends with the editor. And her friend saw Melissa in this dress. And we just bought this dress. It's a really expensive dress, by the way. And this writer's like, wow, that is the nicest dress I've ever seen, the nicest dress here. And so Melissa says, you want it? He goes, I can get another one. And so she brought a change in clothes already, like a couple of dresses that she was going to wear. She wasn't sure which one, but she picked that one. And so she literally went back to the room, you know, took the dress off and gave it to this person. I mean, I met her one time. She was there and she switched into her other dress. And I was like, okay, this is kind of different, but she's just incredibly generous. If you need something, she will bend over backwards to help that person out. So that's a trait that is unbeatable. There's no doubt that, you know, she's incredibly attractive. She's funny, but her big heart is what I am the most attracted to. What I'm looking forward to in the future with Melissa, traveling is one thing, having more experiences, and also, you know, being close with family. I think that's really important. I think time is, at this stage in our lives, is kind of our biggest enemy. You know, at some point in your life, you have, you know, more money than time, basically. So time is important. There's a, you know, I want to make sure we don't miss out on really any experience, you know, from traveling. Right now, traveling's a problem with international travel, but also being able to potentially have a family down the road. Obviously, professionally, we're already set. That's not a problem, but things like that, just not missing out on all the opportunities and all the fun things besides working. I think this early part of my life, I've been just, you know, focused on really working hard and what have you. But I think we're at the point where, you know, we want to travel more, we want to see more, we want to spend more time with family, things like that. But we still have our professional goals, but I think now's the time to be more family oriented.
I just look forward to, like I said, we're all about our goals and stuff. So we just have a lot to accomplish and we're knocking it out. So I just look forward to accomplishing and doing more stuff together. I really look forward to traveling the whole entire world with Steve.
Thanks for listening to Our Love Story. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. For more episodes of Our Love Story, follow us on Spotify. And check out other Parcast originals, all available on Spotify. Our Love Story is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It was created by John Cohen. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Jamie Ryan. Production assistance by Ron Shapiro. It's produced by John Cohen, Kristen Acevedo, and associate produced by Alex Trigvadotter.